Tonight, we are beginning the third part of our Gita seminar, where we will go through the entire Bhagavad Gita in English, section by section. So, before we actually begin, it would be auspicious to hear the Gita Mahatmyam of Sri Shankara Acharya. Sri Shankaracharya is the incarnation of Lord Shiva. He appeared before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is the founder acharya of the Mayavad Sampradaya. But although he preached the Mayavad philosophy, because he is Lord Shiva, he is still the greatest devotee. And so he has written a glorification, a mahatmyam of Bhagavad Gita. Gita shastram midang punyang yap pathet prayatak puman Vishno padang avapnoti bhayashoka divarjita. One who with a regulated mind recites with devotion this Bhagavad Gita scripture, which is the bestower of all virtue, will attain to a holy abode such as Vaikuntha, the residence of Lord Vishnu, which is always free from the mundane qualities based on fear and lamentation. Number two, Gita Dhyana Shilasya Pranayama Parasya Cha Naiva Santi Hipapani Purva Janma Kritani Cha. If one reads Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and with all seriousness, then by the grace of the Lord, the reactions of one's past misdeeds will not act. Number three, Maline Mochanang Pungsang Jalasnanang Dine Dine Sakrit Gita Mritasnanang Sangsara Malanashanam. One may cleanse him or herself daily by taking a bath in water. But if one takes a bath even once in the sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, for such a person, the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. Gita sugita kartavya kimanyai shastra vistarai yasvayang padmanabhasya mukha padmad vinisrita. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one need not read any other Vedic literature. One need only attentively and regularly hear and read Bhagavad Gita. In the present age, people are so absorbed in mundane activities that it is not possible for them to read all the Vedic literatures. But this is not necessary. This one book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice because it is the essence of all Vedic literatures, and especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Number five, Bharatamrita Sarvasvang Vishnu Vaktradvinisritam Gita Gangodakang Pitva Punarjamana Vidyate. By drinking the Ganges water of the Gita, which is the divine quintessence of the Mahabharata, emanating from the holy lotus mouth of Lord Krishna, one will never take rebirth in the material world again. In other words, by devotionally reciting Bhagavad Gita, the cycle of birth and death is terminated. Number six, Sarvo Panishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana Paratovatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdhang Gita Mritang Mahat. All the Upanishads are like a cow, and the milker of the cow is Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. The calf is Arjuna, and the milk is the beautiful nectar of Bhagavad Gita. and the drinkers and enjoyers of that milk are the fortunate devotees who are of fine theistic intellect. Number 7. Ekam shastrang devaki putra gitam eko devo devaki putra eva eko mantrastasya namani yani karmapyekam tasya devasya seva. There need be only one holy scripture, the divine Gita, sung by Lord Sri Krishna. Only one worshipful Lord, Lord Sri Krishna. Only one mantra, Krishna's holy names. And only one duty, devotional service unto that supreme worshipful Lord, Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.